Okay. Here we go. Welcome to A-State Connections. I'm your host, Jonathan Reeves. Over the next hour, you'll hear interviews and stories about the people of Arkansas State who are making an impact throughout the communities in the region. The show not only focuses on things that are going on at just the Jonesboro campus, but also on the other campuses across the ASU system. More information in today's features on A-State Connections can be found at kasu.org. Go to shows and find the A-State Connections drop-down link. Up first, second Saturday. The fall semester starts August 19th at Arkansas State University. And Arkansas State University Chancellor Dr. Kelly Damphus is in the studios this morning giving us an update during the second Saturday segment. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
It's always great to be here, Jonathan. And I love what you're doing with the show because it really encapsulates what we're trying to do at Arkansas State, which is to affect the community and the world around us. And you do a great job of showing our local listeners what we're all about here at Arkansas State. So I love being here.
Thank you so much for your time. So let's talk about the fall semester starting. I know this is a time that you get excited because students come back on campus.
Well, you know, August is an interesting time of the year because we're put into bed the last fiscal year that ended June 30th. And so we spend July working on that. And then, like, the first thing we do in August is have the summer graduation, which you participate in, thankfully.
Right.
And then the very next thing is students start moving in. In fact, students have been moving in for a while, but we had all the sorority girls are back on campus now. And this week is work week, and then next week is sorority rush. And the week after that is move-in day and bid day on the same day, on the same Saturday. And then the Monday after that, classes. And so we're and you know, it's exciting because a lot of students are coming back to campus. All the RAs are back in campus, for example. Mm-hmm. And so seeing those old familiar faces and trying to remember and put names with faces is always fun. But we'll also be welcoming a bunch of freshmen in that are new to the college world in general and new to Arkansas State in particular, both transfers and freshmen. So that's always exciting too, to get a new, you know, the university just reinvents itself every year with a new, you know, host of people coming through. Every 4 years, it's a completely new population here.
Right. And so with the new freshmen that are coming in, there's something that's going to help them along their process and something I know that you've had your team like Bill Smith, Dr. Brian Terry, and numerous others working on this thing called Slate, which is a new program. Kind of tell us a little bit about that and how it's going to help the undergraduate experience at Arkansas State.
Well, the focus for this program, which is a program that's widely used around the country now. Hundreds of universities are adopting the Slate program because it allows a very seamless entree for students from at the application stage all the way through. In fact, it can follow them all the way through their whole career. So this year's freshman class used our old system, and our old system was actually pretty clunky. And so you'd go to our website, and you'd find a link, and you go to the link, and then you'd have to log into, you could set up an ID, and then you log into Banner, and the interface was actually not very attractive. It worked, but it just was not as easy as it should have been. Slate does away with that process and actually has a very user-friendly interface. It's the kind of program you can use on your phone or an iPad or a laptop, so you don't have to be in a computer setting. And it will make it so much easier for students to apply than it was before, because we would have students log in and we'd say, okay, go get your transcripts. And so they'd leave and they come back the next day and they get the transcripts and they'd forget their password and they'd start their application all over again because it wasn't very user-friendly. With Slate, they come back and the computer recognizes it's them. And it's kind of like doing TurboTax, doing your taxes through TurboTax. It's very simple to use. And so that's one advantage of this new program that next year's freshman class will be using. Is it's, in fact, it's, they're actually applying right now. We've had over 200 people already apply for next year's, the fall 2020 class.
Right.
Doesn't that seem amazing? It's August of 2019, but students already are applying for fall 2020. But they're using this new program, and it will make it so much easier for them to apply. The second thing that's neat about it is it allows our recruiters to interact with them a lot more easily. So they plug in their cell phone number, and directly from Slate, our recruiters can go in there and see where they are and say, hey, Jonathan, I noticed that you forgot to upload your transcripts. Do you need any help with that? And then that's a text message, and students are very apt to answer a text message as opposed to an email.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes our communication with them so much easier. So uploading material, actually doing the application, and then our communication with them is much easier. So we communicate with them through Slate. It becomes the portal by which we communicate with them. And then Slate allows us, once they get admitted, to communicate with them about next steps. Okay, make sure you apply for a FAFSA this fall. Make sure that you have registered to stay in the dorms for the next fall semester. Here's the deadline. And keep on top of students so they don't get lost. A lot of our students who start an application don't finish it, and we just lose them forever because they get frustrated somewhere along the way. And so we hope that this will help us close the loop a lot more on those students.
Yeah, because it can be kind of overwhelming for a new student coming in.
It is, especially for first-generation students. About 20% of our freshman class come from a family who doesn't have a college degree, very likely are in a school where there's not much support for them to go to college, and so they're kind of on their own. And if you have this daunting obstacle of a website that is not very user-friendly, you don't have someone personal who's reaching out to you, it can be easy to quit early on those things and maybe go find somewhere else that's easier to apply or don't go to college at all. And so we're trying to turn that tide. And like I said, many universities are adopting Slate now. The other thing that's sort of related to the initiative, which is getting more people to apply, is our entering into an agreement with the Common Application. The Common Application is not very common in the South, actually. So this is a application process that's a national program, and it's very much more common in private schools, and especially schools in the North and Northeast, but is becoming more widely adopted throughout the country. And in the Common App, or Common Application, students apply one time in one setting, and then they select where they want the application to go to. So if they fill out all the, because the information is basically the same, you know, what's your high school GPA, tell us about your transcripts, what major do you want to be in, and so on, what's your FAFSA, and all this information is pretty common. It might be an essay that's different. Somebody might ask for a different kind of information. But then once the student applies, they don't have to apply again. They just click buttons, and the application goes to the universities that are part of the Common App. We are one of the only two schools in Arkansas that are using the Common App. That will allow students from around the country now to consider Arkansas State. So if they plug in, I'm really interested in radio, TV kinds of degrees or journalism degree,
sure,
will pop up as being a great school to come to. And they say, I never thought of Arkansas State. Maybe I'll send an application over there. And then we can communicate with them, share with them our outstanding scholarship programs that we have, and then widen our net for the number of students who might want to apply here. So students from outside of the state will primarily apply through Common App. Students within the state will apply through Slate. Now, students outside the state can apply through Slate. Students in the state can apply through the Common App. I mean, it'll be a mixture of both.
Sure.
But what we're trying to do is open the door as wide as possible for people to apply and not running the problem of losing people who never finish an application because of frustrations that boil up, or who don't end up coming or applying here or finishing their application because they decide not to come to Arkansas State because they get frustrated. And so both those advances are really exciting, and will, I believe, you know, do tremendous things to the number of students applying to Arkansas State. And that's the big variable here. We always know that a certain number of students apply, a certain number of students get admitted, and a certain number of students actually come here. The more people we get to apply, the more students will get to come. It's just the way that works. And so we're looking at getting, the ultimate goal is to double the number of people applying so we can double the number of students coming here.
Right, and make the process a lot easier for them. Dr. Kelly Damphus joining us here. He's a chancellor of Arkansas State University on A-State Connections on KASU. So for parents who are listening to this and they've got their first college student that's coming to Arkansas State, and that, where do they kind of start in the process? How would you tell them to go and get started and to help their student as they're coming to Arkansas State?
Sure. You're talking about students who are thinking about applying?
Yes.
So the easiest thing to do is go to our website. It's astate.edu. That's a simple address to remember. And there's a special link up there for students who want to apply to come to Arkansas State. And there's two windows actually open right now, or two links. One is for people who are applying for the current class. So There are a surprising number of students who still haven't applied to Arkansas State who will apply between now and August 17th. And so they will apply in the old program. And if you click on that link, you'll actually see what it looks like. It's not a very attractive link. But there's a second link for the fall 2020 students to apply to.
Mm-hmm.
And when you click on that, you go to this website that's very, you know, it's attractive. It's easy to figure out how to fill it out. And it really takes all the guesswork out. You're not confused about what is being asked of you in the questions. It's very clearly stated what is needed, and makes it a lot easier to apply.
Let's shift gears here, because I know a lot of people are excited about football season. I know we're all excited. Can't wait for the first game. You know, last year, by way of parking, you all addressed the parking issue by way of bringing people on campus as opposed to parking off of Red Wolf Boulevard. And that is that still going to be the same? Kind of remind people about how that will work for game days for people being able to park on campus.
Yeah, it's a great question. When I first arrived on campus in 2017, I was told about the issues of parking on those two. Those are state highways, and the speed limits there are, you know, pretty high, and people actually drive higher than that. And after our night games, we actually have people back in the day walking on a poorly lit highway, walking towards a car on the highway side because the ditch was kind of hard to walk in. And it just seemed awfully dangerous to me. And then last year, we actually had a young lady get hit in one of our first games. It was a night game. She was crossing Red Wolf because she'd parked on the far side, and she got hit. Fortunately, she wasn't killed, but she could have been. She was very badly injured, actually. And that really was, you know, that was the trigger for us to say we had to do something differently. And so one of the ironic things that we discovered is that we had people who were parking on the highway and then walking past empty, free parking spots on the way to the football stadium. It seemed more convenient to park on the highway. I think maybe for egress, when they wanted to leave, they thought they could get up more quickly. But we actually have a lot of free parking on campus, and we actually freed up a lot of space on campus that's free for student for guests to park in. And we have, compared to any other Division I school you go to, we have ample parking on campus. Many campuses have their football stadium on right in the middle of campus, and there's no parking around, or they're on the edge of campus, and you're parking in neighborhoods and so on, and you're paying $40-$50 a pop to park there. We have lots of free parking. We have golf carts driving people back and forth. And the experience was, I thought, was the negative response was pretty muted. Most people understood why we did it. Most people were uncertain about how this would change their experience. But because people were able to park on campus, actually some of them parked a little closer than they were parking before, because we had golf carts driving people back and forth. I actually drove a golf cart. I enjoy doing that. Give me a four-wheel vehicle, I'm ready to drive it. And so that made people, I think, a little more accepting of what happened. And it actually is, it's a better situation. We're going to stick with that. We believe it's the right thing to do. It keeps everybody safe. It gets everyone on campus. And to be honest, some people coming to the football game have never been on campus before. And so in some ways, they get a chance to see a different part of campus than they saw before. We've had to deal a little bit with our students who like to drive over to the Pines area before the game. And so we've had to do some accommodation for them to come up into the stadium, the south side of the stadium, drop off their stuff, and then go back to their houses. And so we've had to make some accommodations, but you know, I think everyone's fine with it now.
Yeah,
I hope they are.
Yeah, and everyone's excited. And here, you know, pretty soon we're going to have, of course, the Red Wolf Convention Center and the NBC Suites opening up. That'll be coming up here very, very soon. So you know, here in the fall, it's, you know, Arkansas State's really going to be, you know, opened up, and it's really going to be, well, it's always been opened up, but that particular area is just going to explode, as there's going to be a lot of excitement, you know, with game day and with the new Red Wolf Convention Center and many other things that are going on. It's going to be a jump in place, basically.
It will. In fact, one of the things that's really neat about the Red Wolf Convention Center, and they've got a great general manager, he's being very thoughtful. Of course, he'll have guests who are staying there for games, but they're going to have an outdoor concert on the west side of their building, which is where most of our guests walk from parking towards the football stadium. And so you can walk, you know, park your car, walk halfway to the stadium, hang out, listen to some live music for a while. That's halfway there. And then when you're ready, walk the rest of the way to the stadium. So it won't feel like you're walking that huge long distance. It'll actually be a stopping point along the way for refreshments, but also for some entertainment. We're going to have a live band in the where the practice fields are right now. There's actually a tower, a TV tower up there. We're going to have a band on top of the TV tower playing, so that's another amenity. And we're opening up the tailgate on the north side of the Red Wolf Walk in the tailgate area where people can just set up their own tents. Before, you had to purchase tents and leave them up all year. Now it's first come, first serve. You can set up your own tent and have your own kind of informal tailgate. You don't have to rent a tent from us for a set fee. And so I think we're creating a really neat atmosphere around football. And you're right, the convention center will play a big role there. A lot of our guests who now drive to Jonesboro, watch a game, and then drive home pretty late at night, many of them will opt to stay in the hotel and spend the weekend here, which also helps the local economy because those people will buy, you know, a meal on the way out of town if they don't eat it there. They're going to have a great restaurant there.
Right.
They have Houlihan's there, but they also have, you know, Embassy Suites always has the great breakfast. And so we're thinking that this is going to be a huge boon to our economy in general. So we're excited about the convention center. But speaking of, by the way, the convention center is designed to house more conventioneers than the hotel itself can handle. So that will have a bleed over effect into the local hotels. So our overflow from the convention center will actually go into local hotels, which will create more business for them, more business for local restaurants. It's going to be a huge benefit for our campus and our community.
Yeah, and the economy across the region.
Absolutely.
For sure. That's going to be great. Before we let you go, one thing I think is really interesting is that there's going to be something for students on campus. And I know one of the things that's been really cool is to see people on bikes going all around. Yeah. With the bike share program that we have. Electric scooters now.
Yeah.
Coming? Tell us about that.
So in addition to having a brand new cafeteria, and by the way, I was just in there and the students are raving about with the football teams eating there this summer.
Right.
And they were raving about the quality of food and just the new look of it. That we're really excited about that. But we also have been talking to students over the summer about scooters. And so that's something that the students wanted. I was a little nervous, to tell you the truth, about for safety issues because people fall off scooters, people run into people on scooters, and there's potential for that happening.
Right.
But that happens with bicycles too, and so people run into people with bicycles and they fall off bicycles. But the students were very, you know, eager to look into this, so we partnered with the VO Ride people who bring our bikes onto campus to bring the scooters on campus. They are heavy duty, they don't go really, really fast, and I was just talking to students in the CAF at lunch. I had lunch with a bunch of students today. And they told me they are super excited, more excited about that than maybe attending my class, perhaps. and they're saying it's not so much to get from one class to another class unless they're in a big hurry, but they can now park at the basketball arena and for free and then ride a scooter in to campus, and that will save them some money. But they're also excited about the opportunity to – we have a beautiful campus – to get on a scooter with a bunch of friends and just scoot around the campus and – you know, enjoy that kind of, it's kind of a recreational activity. So we're bringing a limited number on. We don't want to overwhelm campus with too many. So I think we're bringing 75 onto campus to see how it works. I think it'll be really something that our students will really like. I think it's, I'm going to use a scooter. I test drove it. It worked great for me. It could handle all of me and then some. And I just think it's a kind of a neat addition to a campus that's growing and becoming more modern in many ways. I'm especially glad that the students are excited about it because that will help us, again, recruit more students when you have that kind of cool factor that's available. Not every campus has them, but we're glad we have them.
All right, real fast, you talked about the CAF. A lot of students are you know, coming back. They remember how it was. And students are going to be coming back to see a newly refurbished. You know, Sodexo put a lot into being able to do that. Tell us a bit about that and what students can expect.
Well, it is not the flex area. It's the old cafeteria footprint. But I was one of the staff members I was talking to today who doesn't work there. He works in another part of the university.
Yeah.
Said I just can't believe this is the same space. First off, it looks totally different. But because we've taken out some walls and rearranged things, it looks huge. And there was a kind of cordoned off area at the front where it was really for the football team to have special meals before games and so on. We've taken that wall down, and that area will actually be for super healthy food. So healthy fats, low allergens. So there's like 7 allergens that people have problems with. And so because it's kind of isolated, it can be really secure so people don't actually get nuts or gluten or something in their food.
Right, right.
Super healthy options. The menus change tremendously. There's going to be a to-go spot where a student can walk up and get a to-go meal, and it counts as a real regular meal purchase. They might take the meal and walk over to the to some other spot on campus or back to the dorm room to eat it. It looks fantastic. This we had 3 options to for the design process. I had my favorite. The students selected this one. It's called Varsity, and I like it fine, but the students love it. And so this is the students' cafeteria, so I defer to them. And in retrospect, I'm glad we went this way because it looks wonderful. It's not all the way open yet. It'll be open in about a week, but it's going to be open in time for school, which is all I care about.
Fantastic.
And we've had the cafeteria open all summer, but it's been in a tent on the east lawn. And so that tent's coming down today. So that's really exciting. And we're going to check out how much of the grass we killed. Hopefully we can bring that grass back. If not, it was about time to get new grass in there anyways. And so, but as campus is changing tremendously, I think there's a really great energy and vibe on campus. And people are so excited to be here. And even staff who were in the CAF today were just like, I can't believe how much different and this feels and looks. And, you know, in the olden days, we did school tours for seniors who are looking at Arkansas State. We went by the cafeteria pretty fast. Now our tours are going to go through the cafeteria and show it off because it looks so much better. And you're right, we did have great partners in Sodexo. They provided the resources to make this happen. This renovation won't cost students, faculty, or staff any extra money. Sodexo is paying for it. It's part of their contract. They're contractually obligated to do repairs throughout the year, over a course of the years. And we just asked them to bring all that money together at one time and do a major overhaul. And they agreed to do it, and it's unbelievable how much better it looks.
Fantastic. Looking forward to everything starting, and thank you for joining us. Appreciate you as always.
My pleasure, Jonathan.
That's Dr. Kelly Damphis, Chancellor of Arkansas State University, here on A-State Connections. When we come back, we'll enter the segment of A-State Connections and Created State, making connections that count. You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU.